P-Silly listeners, welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously. Yes, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and discuss a variety of awesome and a plethora of what the fuck moments. We have a lot of fun here. I ain't gonna lie. If you're new here, I appreciate you for stopping by, giving my little podcast a chance. I think you'll enjoy yourself. Yeah. Because, you know, I cover a lot of topics here. So make sure you guys take a look at the titles of my past episodes. I discuss random ass topics like true crime stories, right? Crazy ex stories, paranormal experiences, hilarious dating fails, and more. Hell, I have an episode about bizarre sex fetishes and the last thing that death row inmates ate. Like, just weird things. Oh, yeah, it's really interesting. So we get random. It's like a audible YouTube, if you will, you know? So subscribe to this podcast and join in on the silly every Friday. So this is the part where I share what's new with me, because I'm sure it's everyone's favorite part, of course. Maybe not. Anyways, so my cousin Chris and I filmed another paranormal Blacktivity video the other day. And if you're new here, that's one of the two YouTube channels that I have. And I put my black card on the line and go to haunted locations to communicate with spirits. So every episode, it kind of feels like we learn something new. Whether it's a new way to communicate with them or a question I've always wanted to you know, answers to. And I don't know, sometimes it's scary as fuck. Sometimes it's terrifying. And sometimes it's hilarious, you know. And I love making those videos. And I'm really super excited to start editing this one and see what we captured. And ask yourself this, guys. Whenever you watch paranormal content, it's usually done by white folk, ain't it? Yeah, I think all the time. There are not a lot of black paranormal investigators out there, you know, except for, of course, yours truly. So check out the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. I have the link down in the show notes. Go ahead and check that out and subscribe, man. You're going to have a hilarious, terrifying time. It's a very confusing emotion, but it's a lot of fun. All right. Also, in other news, this is really interesting, actually. My friend Chelsea accidentally went viral. Yeah. She went to Taco Bell to try those chicken wings they had, and she decided to film herself tasting the new chicken wings, as most creators did, you know. But when she pulled up to order the wings, a Taco Bell employee saw her on the drive-thru camera and asked, like, you know, "Is there a reason you're recording me?" And so Chelsea kind of laughs it off because she thinks that maybe she just, "Oh, well, I'm just, you know, making a video and, you know, and I'm only recording," you know, she's only recording the employee's voice while she orders the wings. The video is not about the drive-thru worker. It's about, you know, the wings, trying everything, you know, anyways, for her YouTube channel. Anyway, so she explains that she's only recording the voice and it's about the wings, blah, blah, blah. And the Taco Bell drive-thru employee, didn't like that either. It's a very interesting video. So let's take a listen to the audio from this TikTok video from at iHeartChels, C-H-E-L-S underscore 93. By the way, the word heart is spelled correctly. iHeartChels underscore 93 is her TikTok page if you want to see the video for yourself. But let's go ahead and let's play this audio. It's unnecessary in so many ways, but so good. All right.
"Your Taco Bell is sick of y'all reacting to their wings. I was just trying to record me ordering from my YouTube. This is the first time this has ever happened to me.
Welcome to my Taco Bell. Is there a reason for you recording?"
"Yeah, I'm doing a YouTube video. You're fine."
"I was trying to laugh it off because it threw me off guard.
Oh no, I'm not recording you, love. I'm just recording the audio, if that makes sense.
I don't feel comfortable.
We're not getting
okay.
smart
right,
with
fine.
Me.
Just just wow. That's a lot to take in, you know. That's a lot. The gag is, you know, for me, is that all she had to do was take her order, and the focus would have been solely on Chelsea's experience with the Taco Bell chicken wings, which, by the way, I didn't get a chance to taste them because I didn't realize that it was only a week promotion that they were doing. So I didn't get a chance to taste it, but some people said it was bussin'. Some people said it was weird as hell, you know. And you know, during a chicken wing shortage, you know, obviously let's go to Taco Bell. that's where we want to go. But yeah, it was just kind of weird. I feel like for me as a creator, obviously, but you know, and I'll just as a regular person who wouldn't even think about this. But anyways, there I am again. I'm projecting, if you will. But for me, once again, I feel like the Taco Bell employee was being extra as hell. I do. You know, because nobody would have paid attention to her voice at all. The whole video was about the chicken wings, not the person who took your money and handed it to you. You know what I mean? That's how we make videos like that, you know, taste test videos and food reviews. You know, the videos are about the food, and that's the only thing that people are focused on, you know? Not to mention Taco Bell, as well as many businesses, love when creators like myself and Chelsea share our experiences with and hype up whatever their product is, whatever their promotion is. They want that. They want that. Okay, especially if it's a limited time item. You know what I'm saying? That's how they make the most money. It's free advertisement for them. Social media and content creators have changed the game for marketing, creating, and so much more. You know what I'm saying? It's changed the fact that I'm able to make a podcast for you, which is essentially a radio show that's online that anybody can do. You know what I'm saying? When I was growing up, there was no way I could do something like this unless I was a part of like a top-notch radio station out here in Atlanta, or if I was doing like radio work at my college or something like that. But I'm able to reach tens of people, you know, on my little online radio show. And that's dope. It's changed the game, you know? So anyways, here's where it gets crazy. Chelsea's video now has over 50,000 views. 50,000 views as of recording this podcast. And you guys, you have to read the comments, you know, under the video. Some people side with the employees and others side with Chelsea. There's always going to be a 50-50 thing going on there. And clearly, a lot of people are extremely rude, just mean as fuck. You should read these comments, bro. Woo! I cried on some of them. Jesus, wasn't even toward me. I was like, oh, good Lord. Yeah, but the thing that is so crazy to me is that there is a huge camera. When you watch the video, there's a huge camera that is mounted on the drive-through box thing as you pull up and you order your food. That's how she saw Chelsea recording, you know. Fuck, we all being recorded. Shit, you know, I didn't give consent to be recorded. You know, you don't like being recorded, but guess what? You ain't got no choice. Let me stop. All right, so anyway, so Chelsea posted, wow, put those two words together. Chelsea posted this video on her TikTok because she thought it was an interesting encounter. And so she wanted her friends and her followers, which, you know, wasn't a large number, you know what I'm saying, to watch it and enjoy it just between them. But before you know it, bing, bam, boom, bing, bong, it got big as hell. Now, it turns out daily.com, an online news site that seems to focus on social media posts and memes and things like that. So they got a hold of this and even reached out to Chelsea and Taco Bell for comment. That's wild. Like, they thought that this video was so intriguing that they reached out to her and Taco Bell, multi-million-dollar company, for comment. That's wild. Okay, so anyways, Chelsea is a friend of mine. Many of you, if you're into my YouTube channel, then you know that she makes an appearance every now and then. So Chelsea texts me and was like, bitch, why didn't you tell me TikTok is this crazy? And I was like, ho, that's TikTok for you, okay? The shit that you expect people not to pay much attention to are the videos that go viral. Meanwhile, the videos you put your all into, your heart, your soul, your blood, your sweat, your tears, you get like 3 views. That's how it works. Anyways, I mean, that's how it is for a lot of people, especially me. One of my TikTok videos went viral last year because I was trying to do the challenge where you take off your sweatshirt, like your hoodie, with your foot. It did not go well, clearly. Anyone, I'll tell you what happened. All right. My boob popped out. My boob. One of my boobs, both my boobs, whatever. And I hit the ground. And I was, I hit the ground like I was taking fire in the middle of a war. Like, I hit the ground hard, okay? Because my boobs, they popped out. I can be more specific. Okay, so my boobs in whole didn't pop out. It was the shirt that I was wearing under my sweatshirt. And so all my fat areas, my cleavage, like, it was pretty much, they were close to popping out. All of that. Decided that this was their chance to make an escape. So it was think of a landslide. that's what occurred. So so I thought it was funny. It was a funny fail, you know. And I only expected my followers to see it, which wasn't much at the time, you know. Then I woke up the next day to 40,000 likes and 500 more followers. And before you knew it, I had over 80,000 followers. And that video had almost 800,000 views and over 3,000 comments. Okay? But another thing that did for my TikTok page is people started to actually scroll through my other videos and figured out, oh, she's actually kind of interesting. I like this bitch. She's silly. Okay. You know? And it's such an amazing feeling. Seeing people enjoying my videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, things I put my work into. And I feel like anybody would feel the same. Whether you're a chef and you just want someone to like, yeah, this food is good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, maybe you're an artist. You're like, yeah, look at my fucking painting. Isn't that nice? And they're like, oh my God, it makes me feel. You want that. You want your work to be looked at, admired, enjoyed, shared. That's content creators and podcasters and YouTubers, influencers, whatever you want to call us. We all want the same thing. And when we feel that slight nudge of success in our, I don't want to say hobby, but our dreams, you know what I'm saying? It feels good. It feels good. And I embrace that. So anyways, it was such an amazing feeling that people were really enjoying my videos. And by the way, I'll link the article about the Taco Bell and stuff that I'm talking about. We'll get back to that in a second, but I'll link the audio. Wow, the link of Chelsea's video. Good Lord, down below in the show notes. So let me know on the Professionally Silly Pod Group on Facebook. What do you guys think about this video that I'm talking about? Okay. If you want to read the dailymail.com article, that'll be down below. I feel like I wanted to say that again to see if I could actually say it. And turns out I can't. I'll also make sure that I link Chelsea's video down there too, so you can watch it for yourselves. So I want to know, what do you guys think about this video? Do you think, do you side with the employee? Did you think the employee overreacted? What would you have done if it were you? If you were either of these women, what would you have done? Yeah, and I'm going to tell you what I would have done. I probably would have been like, can you get somebody else to take my order? I'm just trying to get these wings because I'm working too, except I'm not getting paid. Because being a content creator doesn't pay much unless you already have millions of subscribers, merch, sponsorships, and shit like that. Which neither Chelsea or I have, okay? So, I mean, yeah, you never know. But I just feel like everything could have been sidestepped if she would have just taken the order. Because Chelsea mostly would have cut that out anyways. Like, I mean, who knows? You know what I'm saying? And it just, it's, ugh. It was, I thought it was ridiculous. But that's me. That's me. All right. Thanks for listening so, to my blah, blah corner. Blah, blah, blah corner. I appreciate my non-skippers who stick with me in the beginning. Let's get on with the show. I felt like this was a really long. All right. So last week, we took a look at some great reviews of businesses and their hilarious responses. Actually, the reviews weren't so great. It was beautiful and it was hilarious. And this is the episode where we learned that there are people in this world with absolutely nothing but time. Nothing but time. Clearly don't have hobbies or a any resemblance of life, honestly. There are people in this world who actually take the time to write fake reviews of places they've never been. Never been there. It's wild. It's wild. And, you know, the well-earned petty responses are everything. They're everything. You're going to love it. I'm here for it, as always. You guys know this. I stay here for it. And because of this, we also learned that some reviews are just plain bullshit. And we shouldn't trust everything that we read, okay? And if you haven't already, check out that episode and subscribe to this podcast because I post every Friday and you never know what the topic will be. But you know it's going to be interesting. Yes. Today, we are going to discuss something super interesting, I think, anyways. Posts. Hilarious posts on the Nextdoor app. And as far as I know, Nextdoor is only available in the US, but I could be wrong. But if you're not familiar with the Nextdoor app, it's an application where people in the neighborhood can post about things that are going on, you know, in their neighborhood, you know, in their own neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It's also a place where you can post things that you're trying to sell or maybe even give away for free. You know, it's a place, it's the app itself, the Nextdoor app, is where you can kind of keep an eye on your neighborhood with your neighbors. You know what I mean? Like everybody's neighborhood watch, you know. And I cannot tell you how many times I've seen posts of someone looking for their missing dog or cat or people advertising for their businesses to their neighbors. Like there's this one guy in my neighborhood who shares on the Nextdoor app that he can build fences and mount TVs, repair appliances and all this stuff, right? And he shares this about two or three times a month. And there are always people posting photos of his shitty work back on the app in the same neighborhood and warning people not to hire him. And I've seen a few photos of his finished projects and they're horrible to say the least. He has no idea what he's doing. But this app is still a part of the internet. So there are always people who post and share strange, funny, and surprising things on this app. All right. But before we get started with the Nextdoor app posts, you're going to love them, by the way, I'd like to ask you guys to do me a favor and give this podcast 5 stars and a written review on whichever platform that you're listening to. And if you're listening to Apple Podcasts, listen, I've said this before and I'll say it again. My fate is in your hands. Okay, they are the podcast gods, and the more 5-star and written reviews that I get, the more people my podcast will be suggested to, which is dope. And also, guys, if you're listening on Spotify, they've recently decided to allow you to rate podcasts as well. So, you know, give me some 5 stars there too. Shoot me some 5 stars, thank you. And as always, guys, check out the podcast Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITS. PROSILLY. It's Pro Silly. I post photos and sometimes videos and things and pertaining to the podcast episodes, to my episodes here. And sometimes, I post other random things on there. I like to have fun. So, let's go ahead and get into it. All right. After I tell you about this amazing thing I came across called Vance Global. Yeah. So, I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, S-M-I-L-E-S, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. Okay, so this first next door post I want to share with you guys is extremely weird and also kind of gross. It's weird and gross. How do you say weird and gross together? Weird? It's weird. Ugh, that's gross. Ah, works out. Okay. So, by the way, there are going to be pictures pertaining to this episode on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. And what I'm about to describe to you, you're going to want to take a look at it. Trust me on that. You're going to want to see this photo, or you can Google it, whatever. So this post is coming from the Twitter page at Best of Next Door, which, if I'm being completely honest with you, I am furious that I had no idea that this was a Twitter page. Like, I should have known about this years ago. Speaking of, follow the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly. I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. I had to shamelessly plug the podcast Twitter and Instagram. Okay, so let's get back to this crazy first next door post on the at Best of Next Door Twitter page. So I'm going to make sure I shout people out. It's their stuff. So apparently someone named Maggie in Louisiana decided that it was a great idea to sell something called, this is so great, chicken teddy bears. Like, chicken teddy bears. That actually literally sounds like, at the end of my videos, my YouTube channel, I say two random ass words that have nothing to do with each other. Chicken teddy bears. Perfect random word for me for one of my videos. I have to remember that. Chicken teddy bears. She is selling something called chicken teddy bears. It is by far one of the weirdest things I have ever seen. And I do not understand how someone can look at an entire raw chicken and think, you know what I should do? I should take a raw chicken and make it look like a teddy bear, then sell it online. Everybody's gonna love it. They're gonna love it. Ugh! Why is that a thought that somebody would why? Okay, look, I'm sorry, y'all. I just know there is no way that this is a black woman. There's no way this is a black woman who did this creepy, crazy shit. There's no way. That's not like some white shit. Okay? It just does. Anyway, so, and I've lost all of my white listeners. Damn it. So Maggie posted this on the app, and I'm excited to read it to you. It's something. This is her post about her chicken teddy bears. The name of it, the subtitle, it reads, Maggie's Chicken Bears. She calls them chicken bears. That's lovely. Okay. Why not Teddy Chicken? Like, that's dope. Like, what's your name, Teddy Chicken? Maybe not. Okay. So this is in Louisiana, like I said. And Maggie, it says here, Maggie is selling chicken teddy bears. Chickens have plenty of extra parts, and I can make two bears. That's good to know. $25 if you supply your own chicken. $35 if I supply the chicken. Edible and can be cooked. Great family activity. Can also make clothes. First of all, what? Edible and can be cooked. Are you saying that I have a choice between the two? This is raw chicken. It's edible if you cook it. You know, not edible and can be cooked. Anyways, y'all should see this zombie-looking piece of shit. It's terrifying as fuck. It is. It looks like someone skinned a teddy bear and cut it up and tried to put the pieces back together again. Look, this ain't Humpty Dumpty. This is not a Humpty Dumpty moment. It's not a Humpty Dumpty moment. It's not. You can't put it back together again as something else. Ew. That's some Frankenstein shit. Humpty Dumpty moment. Okay, I can say it. Wow, okay. You know, it's the second time. I was going to say, it's a twice time today. It's the second time today that I can't get my face to do what it's supposed to with its mouth. My mouth, whatever. All right. So, well, it's good to know one thing, that the chicken, they have extra parts and she can make two bears. Yeah, that's nice. You know, save a lot, two for one kind of deal. That's nice. And you save 10 whole dollars if you provide your own chicken. I gotta say, I don't see any family, no families out there thinking, you know, this is a great idea. Oh, honey, let's get this zombie bear for the kids. It won't scar them for life at all, but it will. Okay, that's terrifying. When I was a kid, man, all right, I saw teddy bears, you know, as like my friends, like my stuffed animals were my friends, and I don't want to eat my friends. I didn't, and hey, I still don't. I don't want to eat my friends. You know, and it seems wrong, like, eating cute little teddy bear. Well, this one's not cute. This teddy bear is begging to die when you see it. It's like, kill me, please. It's really gross looking. You know, it just seems wrong. But plus, on the plus side, Maggie did say that she can also make clothes. Yeah, raw chicken clothes. I don't know if she means for us to wear or the teddy bear or I don't even know what type. It just said clothes, like pants, a scarf, some socks, like what? Can I get a throw? Like what the fuck? I just don't understand the world anymore. How can this exist? But weed isn't legal all over the country. Like why isn't weed legal all over the country? But this is a thing. Damn it, man. Legalize it. Legalize it. Don't forget to check out this this creepy shit out for yourself on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. ItsProSilly. Oh my God. Chicken bears. Get the fuck out of here. Joe creepy ass. Okay, so let's go on to the next one. This post that we get on the Nextdoor app is coming from a website that's called tastefullyoffensive.com. This is actually the first time I've ever even heard of this site. And I gotta say, I'm loving the name. Like, I'm gonna have to take a look and see what else they have on this site, because this is gonna be fun. Tastefullyoffensive.com. That's dope. What do you have to offer? So anyways, a neighbor by the name of Leroy, who is from Creston, Kenilworth, I think is how you say it, which is in Portland, Oregon, in that area. And he made a post on the Nextdoor app that made my eyes roll. Like, they rolled hard. When do you hear this shit? It reads, and this is the subtitle here, upset with my neighbor's Wi-Fi name. Okay, it says, I should try to do an old white man voice. This is going to be fun because I did not rehearse this at all. Hi all. Oh, sounds like me. Okay. Hi all. Now we all use devices to connect to the internet and whatnot, and my grandkids came over and used their phones and iPads too. Well, the other day my grandson went to connect to the Wi-Fi and our neighbor's router name is All Cops Are Buttholes. Now, my wife and I are very upset because he started crying and we had to explain to him that indeed all cops are not buttholes, etc. And it's just generally rude. It's a rude thing to broadcast. Is there any way I could possibly block this signal or possibly call the non-emergency police and have them go over and give them a stern warning? I bet they wouldn't like to hear about a network that's named All Cops Are Buttholes. Any ideas, guys? I feel like I sounded like an old white woman who was pretending to be me. I don't know what I was doing there. So you got the gist of the post. I feel like, which I'll post on the podcast Instagram. I feel like the subject title of this post explains everything, and the rest of it is just blah 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 blah. I'm white and upset. I'm being rude, but that's how I feel, because it just feels like, oh, white people are entitled to have everything. Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all, they enjoyed their past and they're pissed off that it's gone. Jeez. Oh my god. But, you know, upset with my neighbor's Wi-Fi name. First of all, I wish I knew who the person was who had their Wi-Fi that's named All Cops Are Buttholes. Because I'm sure they're fun at parties. I want to meet that person. And the fact that Leroy's grandson started crying over this, well, that's just ridiculous as fuck. Like, what? And I'm thinking it's a lie. I'm hoping that Leroy was exaggerating in order to get what he wanted. And, you know, and he used his grandson. You know, my grandson, you're upsetting my grandson. You can't upset my grandson. You know, some old people do, like our parents do. My child can't sleep because you turn on your engine when you get in your car and drive and it's loud. How the fuck else am I supposed to turn on my car and leave? The fuck? Like, you know, my children are terrified. I don't know what voice that is, but it's ridiculous as hell. I hope that Leroy is just using his grandson to get what he wants, and that his grandson isn't a complete pussy. Oh, you said, Granddaddy, they said all cops are assholes. They said buttholes. You watch your language. I'm saying, but is it true? Are all cops buttholes? Well, I'm furious. I'm gonna go ahead and write. I'm gonna post something on the Nextdoor app, and we're gonna get down the brass tacks. Oh, those voices are horrible. So, jeez, man, if this kid really cried over that, he's gonna get his ass handed to him when he grows up. Because if something like that is what makes him cry. You know, but, you know, kids are also weird. So anyways, Leroy decided to to pour out all his male Karen persona and threatened to call the non-emergency police. And I really, really want to be a fly on the wall for that phone call. I do. Also, a stern warning about what do you say? Like, what is that? How are you stern about that? And, sir, we got a report that you called us all buttholes via your router name, and if you don't change that name, you will be grounded, mister, and you won't be able to go to Adrian's birthday party. Leroy and the entire force, we are mad, but we're disappointed, and if you don't change it, there is absolutely nothing we can do about it, but we are disappointed in your behavior. Is that a stern warning? You've been warned, sir. You know what I mean? That was really dramatic as hell. Did I mention that I have a degree in performance arts? I should use it more. All right, Leroy. Oh, I do every day. So Leroy, both you and your grandson are lame, and neither of you should have Wi-Fi. And that's all it takes to offend you. And if all cops are buttholes, that offends you or even mildly upsets you, listen, you might want to stay the fuck off Twitter. Your brain will implode. Also, stay off YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, pretty much the internet. It's clearly not the place for you. Just don't get online. So much occurred. I did like three voices, I think. Maybe it was just two. Anyways, let's on to the next one. Thank you, BuzzFeed.com, for this gem. You know when your house is haunted And the best way to get rid of it, to get rid of them, is to trap it in the jar. You know how how that's a normal thing? No? You don't know? You're supposed to trap ghosts in a jar? Yeah. Well, this guy is weird then, because he did it. He did it. Man, you guys have to download the Nextdoor app immediately. It can be entertaining AF, like, as fuck. Okay. So this one is coming out of Old Kensington, because it's, you know, there's an E after the word old, so it's like old, I don't know. Old Kensington South, which is a neighborhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hope I said that right. It's Kensington. Yeah, that's how they spell it. All right, and if I'm wrong, I'm sure someone will let me know. So the post that they posted on Nextdoor, it reads, here's the title of the post, Ghost in Mason Jar, $25. It's just so good to know I can get a $25 mason jar when I need one in a pinch. All right, so the post reads, my wife and I had experienced some paranormal activities in our house. It's pretty old. I used a method that I found online to lure and trap the ghosts in this mason jar. I don't want it in my house anymore, and I didn't want to just throw it away. I can provide more pictures upon request. Okay, once again, I'll post this on Instagram. If you're in Philadelphia, if you're in the Philly area, and you want to purchase a ghost in a mason jar for the low price of $25, you're welcome. I'm sharing this with you. I'm sorry. Am I the only one who wants to know what website this person came across that told them how to lure and trap a ghost in a jar? Also, how do you know that it's even in there? Like you can't see it. Like, what if the ghost tricked him and now he's not in the jar, but decided to hide in their freezer or something? Like, anything could be possible. What if it's in, like, his junk drawer? Right? Damn. Or his left shoe. We don't know. We can't see the ghost at all. It could be a jar of farts, for all we know. We don't know what's going on. Anyways, he mentions that, I don't even know if it's a guy, I'm just assuming, that just seems some shit that a man would do, I'm sorry. Let's see, I've offended white people, I've offended all men, fuck, I am screwed. Fuck, I can't live in America anymore, because they all built everything, or takes, you know, credit for it all. All right, moving on. That was foxy of me, right? Catty. I'm about to say catty. Why'd I say foxy? Let me get back to this shit. All right, so he mentions in the post that he can provide more pictures upon request. Now, all these pictures also, I'm wondering, are all these photos of empty mason jars? Like, all of them? Just different angles of an empty mason jar? Like, I mean, damn. I can Google image photos of empty mason jars for free. Like, damn. Or, okay, now, hear me out here. Do all ghosts enjoy the mason jar life? Is that a thing? Do they want to be a part of the mason jar life? Because there are a lot of people living that van life and loving it. Okay. Wait, should we now assume that all mason jars have ghosts inside them? I'll never be able to open up a jar of moonshine again, but I will. I certainly will. Now, as you guys know, if you've been, on my podcast, if you've listened to anything at all, I've said many times, I believe in ghosts. Whole fucking heartedly. I just think that this post is a fucking lie. And this dude just wanted $25. Like, I don't know. Gee whiz. Gotta love the internet, man. Gotta love the internet. Love was in the air on this one. Love was in the air on this one. And you will get that pun and why it's so funny in a minute. It's fantastic. But first, shout out to pleated-jeans.com. P-L-E-A-T-E-D. Pleated-jeans.com. Like the jeans you wear on your body. All right. They gave us a lovely Miss Love connection. It's fantastic. Matt is looking for love, guys, it seems like. And he makes a post on the Nextdoor app. It's a beautiful moment. Matt says, "You farted in said grocery store." They blurred out the grocery store, the grocery store the name. "You farted in grocery store yesterday. You were the thick brunette with the furry boots that farted in the bread section last night, and I was the ginger with the dad body next to you who asked, 'Was that you?' And then you quickly responded, 'No, it wasn't me.' And then seemed annoyed that I asked. And as the stink grew and permeated my mask, you continued to deny it, but it was totally you. And then I tried to get rid of the stink by waving two loaves of Italian bread around, and then you stormed off with an attitude. So you're beautiful, and even if you are a liar and fart like a man, it's almost Valentine's Day, so I'd love to meet up." You get it? Love is in the air. Ah, yeah. Yeah, her love is farts. Oh, well, I thought it was funny. Shut up. All right, so so the fact that he asked her, "Was that you?" which it clearly was. This fool said, "As the stink grew and permeated my mask." That's something that you type that out to ask someone out, like, that's how you flirt? What? Sir, there's a reason why you have no one on Valentine's Day. And I don't either, but I don't say things like that to women. Jesus, give me a break. The fact that even after this woman destroyed his senses, apparently, he still wanted to holler at her. He still wanted to get with her. He said, "Your farts smell horrible, but look at that ass, though." You know? That's a real man right there. Yeah. The kind of man you can fart in front of. That's, you know, because let's face it, you know, women will get up and leave the entire country just to fart. Like, they're sitting down having dinner. This is delicious. Excuse me for a second. Catch a plane, go to Nicaragua or something. I can never say that word. Why would I choose that? I can't even say it. Spain. Yeah. Fly to Spain. Fart, fly back, and pick up the conversation like nothing happened. Like, damn, where you been all night, Samantha? Shit, did you go to Spain? Your food is cold. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it was funnier in my head. But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Jeez, man. He used that as a way to hit, like a missed love connection. Discuss, like, hey, remember me? I saw you in the store. Like, don't bring up the farting thing. Like, hey, man, you know what occurred, and I thought you were cute. Would you like to, you know, say, don't call her out. Hey, you know that bitch that farted? Yeah, listen, you want to go out? Like, it just seems like a lot. Also, ladies, listen, let your men and women who are dating women and other people who identify as other things. I'm just trying to cover all my bases here. Listen, okay? Everybody farts, okay? It's okay if the person you're dating understands that you're human and you're not flawless at all times. You're not, okay? And this guy, this sounds like the kind of guy who wouldn't mind if you don't leave the room to pass gas. You can pass your gas all over the place in front of him. He sounds like a catch to me. Get some. Yeah. Anyways, he's right, though. Valentine's Day is around the corner, and I plan to be bitter as fuck. So, sure do. Anyways, let's get to the next story. Hey, I just want to thank. I want to thank PleatedJeans.com once again for this one, because what a great way to end this episode. It's the perfect amount of what the fuck. A funny prank mixed with a male Karen moment I've ever seen. I've never seen this perfect ratio here. His name is fantastic. Jerrison with a J. It's spelled Jerrison. Jerrison from Magnolia Park West, which I couldn't find exactly where it is because California, Georgia, and Florida. They all popped up when I Googled it. I am hoping it's Florida because this seems like some Florida shit. But, and I've pissed off all my Florida listeners. I am on a roll. But it reads, It reads, and there is a picture attached, which I'll put on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Jerrison wrote this on the Nextdoor app, and it reads, "Who left this on my truck?" Oh, I should do like another old man voice. Hold on. "Who left this on my truck? This is not funny, and I called the police on you. This is a violation of privacy." And you're like, my privacy and the First Amendment. "If I ever see another sandwich on my property again, I'm going to report you to the police." Right? Nailed it. Damn. Privacy. Okay. So let me explain. I bet you were like, sandwich? First Amendment? What the fuck is going on here? I was thinking the same thing as I was reading it. Someone apparently keeps leaving huge sub sandwiches on this guy's truck bed, like the bed of his truck. Like, it's big as hell. It looks like it could be like 5 to 6 feet long, honestly. You know, the bread, meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, onions, etc. They left this huge, because it's the length of the bed of his truck, which I think are about 5 or 6 feet long, I think. I don't know. But it's pretty, it's a big ass sandwich. It's perfectly wrapped too. Like, I want to know why. Why? Why are you spending money to either make this sub or have it delivered or made by someone else? Like, what? Also, what do I need to do in order to have the same thing happen to me? Because I love a good sandwich. Okay, as long as it's tasty and not filled with poison or spit or any type of human excrement, I love that. I would love it. Also, what did the police say when he called the police? Like, what did he say? He said he called the non-service emergency line. He said that. He said, "I called the police." He said, "I called the police on you." You know, they're gonna. How did that phone call go? If he actually did it, "Sir, we're going to come by and we're going to pick up your lunch. Evidence. And we won't rest until we finish this badass sandwich, this big ass sandwich, and find the culprit and thank him for feeding our boys in blue. I mean, find the culprit for violating your First Amendment rights." Does Jerrison even know what the First Amendment is? Like, he knows how to post on the Nextdoor app, which means he knows how to Google shit. Okay. Why didn't he Google First Amendment before he posted that at the very least? He clearly used Google to find the Nextdoor app, unless he did it on his phone. But most old people, they use the Nextdoor app on their computers, you know? So that's also, does Jerrison, which, by the way, okay, that's the coolest white name I've ever heard. Jerrison. I fucking love it. I love it. Jerrison was like, "If I ever see another sandwich on my property again, I'm gonna fucking lose it." Guys, you have to download the Nextdoor app and check out the weird random shit your neighbors are posting and enjoy reading them in the morning while you have your coffee. That's the best time. It's a great way to start your day with the ignorance and stupidity of those around you. Ugh, I love the Nextdoor app. It's amazing. Oh, man. Okay, if there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's download the Nextdoor app immediately. I swear this is not an ad. This is not a sponsored podcast episode. It's just, you need to do it. You never know what you'll come across. My word. Also, let's all change our Wi-Fi names to something awesome and maybe learn with, like, you know, maybe learn what the First Amendment is if you don't know, if you haven't already figured out what the First Amendment is all about. Take a look at that. Because Jerrison, he wasn't too sure. Professionally silly life rules, people. Do that. Do that. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I am so glad that you're here with me and enjoying yourselves. That's dope. Or at least I'm hoping that you are. I'm trying to be humble here, but you're enjoying yourself, aren't you? You're still here, right? Listening to an outro. Like, the episode's over. You're still here. That's That's dope. And I know you guys are used to me posting on Friday mornings, but if you heard my last few episodes, then you know that I have a new job and my hours are very different, and they've been than they've been in the last year. You know, they're very different. But no worries. No worries. I will continue to do everything that I can to be sure that you get a podcast episode every Friday. So definitely be sure to subscribe here to the Professionally Silly Podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Do that, do that. And whatever platform that you're using, because I'm on a lot of podcast platforms, like 10 or 11. So I'm out there. I'm out there. So you want to subscribe so you'll be notified when a new episode is posted, because the time frame could change until I can get used to my new schedule. So check out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY. And of course, check out the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. Feel free to post stuff. It's our silly little forum is what we got going on there. And there are also places where I'll let you know any information. This is also a place where I'll also let you know. Wow, my whole mouth is just not working. This is also a place where I'll let you know any information regarding this podcast, including if it's going to be late or something like that. The Professionally Silly Podcast group on Facebook. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You know, it's always cool to hear your story being told on the air. It's always fun. Like, oh my God, this girl, I finally told them about that time I threw up in your shoe. It was hilarious. I had to send it to the Professionally Silly Podcast so I could tell the world. And also, you can be anonymous if you like. Just let me know in your email. Okay. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. The email will be down below in the show notes, and you can just copy and paste that bad boy and boop. Send me an email, all right? By the way, your story or your experience, it can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting, all right? So don't sit there and tell me about how you read a book for 4 hours and nothing happened. It was just a good book. Well, good for you. That's not going to make it to the podcast. Good for you, but it's not interesting for a show. Okay? Now, there is a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic, so send those in. Also, guys, here's how you can contact me. You can leave me a message on Anchor, on the Anchor app, which is kind of cool. Or you can Google Voice me, and my Google Voice number is... Google Voice me? Is that a thing? Anyways, you can hit me up on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. And Ebony has been... Or Dimples... either I don't know which one you go by. Anyways, she has been utilizing that, but, you know, when she sends me the package... for my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, she sent me a few things that I opened on camera. That was very interesting. I think I told you guys about it already. And yeah, she texted me. She was like, hey, listen, your third package is on its way. You know, like a warning, which was needed, apparently, because what was in that package was disgusting as hell. Once again, shout out to Ebony and Dimples. Thank you. Well, they're one person. Thank you so much for, you know, sending me some great content. That's great. So yeah, on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. You can leave me a voicemail or a text message and I'll put you on the podcast. Unless you're not into that, just let me know. But I would love to hear from you. Listen to me talk. I want to hear you guys talk. Thank you guys so much for chilling with me and coming back every week. I'm so glad that you're here and if this is your first time listening, I hope you know that I do know how to talk and my mouth, I know how to use it. I don't know what the fuck is going on today, but I'm glad you're here and I hope you come back and chill with us every week, every Friday, as we get professionally silly. Please support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts and iTunes. I think that's the same thing. Spotify, if you've got that. And share this podcast with a friend. You know? Some people enjoy some silly. Share it with them. Don't hog all the silly for yourself. Goodness. And let them know that this podcast is available on several platforms. Let them know. All right? Leaving a 5-star and written review on these places is extremely helpful for a podcast to grow. Extremely helpful. So... make sure you guys go ahead and do that. Check out the show notes down below for some bonus information, like my social media stuff. I've included my link tree, which has the links to all of my most used social medias and platforms. Yay! TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, my YouTube channels, and more. It's all in one spot. And I just posted a YouTube video not too long ago, so go ahead and check that out. You know what I'm saying? Your girl's got a cameo, which, once again, shout out to Ebony, because she went ahead and got herself a personalized video message from me. And, you know, and she paid me for it. It was dope. She's dope. Thank you for Ebony Dimples. Ebony/Dimples? Debony. Thank you, Debony, for for your support. If you're listening, I really appreciate your appreciation. It's dope as fuck. I love you. But yeah, check out my cameo page at Amber Smiles Jones. Check that out. And yeah, do that. That's down in the show notes below. And if you're interested in sending me something or writing something to me, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. That's down below in the show notes as well. You can send me anything you want. Well, I shouldn't have said that, because then Debony happened. And I'll open them either on the air, or I post a video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Let me know which one that you would prefer. But it'll definitely be on the YouTube channel. And remember when I told you guys about, Debony, the thing that she sent me? Well, the third package arrived, like I said, and it was not something that I was prepared for. And she sent me the three most random fucking things, including a bag full of mixed edible insects. Yeah, so be sure to subscribe to my Professionally Silly channel on YouTube so you don't miss the visual silly and the gross. Yeah, that's, yeah. Grilly. No, that didn't sound right. Alright, so y'all, I ate bugs is what I'm trying to tell you, and it was wild. I ate bugs, or bug. It was gross. Okay, once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Enjoy the silly while you can. And come take it seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.